Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jalen. Could I have your zip code to better assist you?
What did you say your name was?
Jalen.
I can't understand you.
Jalen.
Dalen?
Jalen.
Oh, Galen. Okay. All right. Okay. My zip code is 74072.
Your first and last name?
Edna Doble.
Okay, Ms. Doble, could you verify the address for me?
P.O. Box 128, South Costaville, Oklahoma.
Yes, ma'am, I do have an account here for you. Give me one moment. Okay, Ms. Doble, how can I help you?
First, I want you to cancel any account that you have in my name. I want you to reimburse me everything that you have charged to me, got out of my account. And if you don't, within a very short time, I'm going to file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission and Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was under fraudulent conditions. Now,
okay, you saying somebody
done.
Had access to your card, ma'am?
Sir, you got everything from me fraudulently under false pretense.
Okay, you saying someone else had your card
information
and ordered something in
your
name?
No. You called or you done put a thing on the internet for a survey,
mm-hmm.
supposedly, or something, wanted me to, and I was to pay so much for postage to get it here. I've never seen it or anything else, and you continue to take my account, and there's another one coming through right now.
So you're saying you want every last thing that was taken from you, every last penny?
Every penny.
Well, ma'am, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm sorry to inform you that. I'm not going to be able to refund you everything. Is there a specific charge you're calling about?
Well, let's see. One's coming through right now for $39.99.
Ma'am, do you remember ordering some cookware where you paid the $5.74 shipping and handling on October the 28th?
No. It was supposed to be one pan.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So these were legitimate charges that you made you remember ordering it.
I remember that I was supposed to get it if I filled out this survey. And it was only supposed to be a couple dollars shipping, and I was to get them. I've never gotten that pan, and the
Yes, ma'am.
$5 to $74. You're just arguing with me. No.
Yes, ma'am.
You,
That
I'm going
because
to
the
see that back
$5,
in my account
Miss Edna, that
immediately.
was a sweepstakes to win the cookware set. The $5.74
Oh,
you paid shipping and
that's just.
handling for a sweepstakes to win that cookware set.
No, I've got a copy of what it's all about, so don't worry about that. But I'm going to start filing charges in 2 days if I don't have that money back in my account.
Give me one moment, man. Let
So
me
get it
consult with
done.
the supervisor and me and the supervisor, we all follow the same protocol. Give me one moment. Okay, Miss Etna.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a 50% refund for that $39.99 and a 50% refund for the $67.32.
You can do whatever you want because if I don't get every penny that you've taken, I'm going to file a complaint with the Federal Trade
Yes,
Commission
ma'am. Do
and
you
my
want the
bank.
50% refund?
I want it all.
Give me one moment. I can give you a 50% refund for that $39.99 as well as the $67.32. Give me one moment. And you did want me to cancel this, correct?
Do I what?
You did would like me to cancel this, correct?
I want it canceled. I don't want any more of this shenanigans,
Yes,
and I
ma'am.
want all my money.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. You were canceled and refunded. Please allow this 3 to 5 business days to reflect on your account.
Okay, now how much are you putting in there so I'll be sure to watch that?
Give me one moment. $59.40.
Do what?
$59.40.
That better cover it.
All right. Anything else
And
I can help
and
you
I'll
with?
better. That is it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.